USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. Residents in Little Rock, Arkansas are dealing with widespread damage after a large tornado hit the city yesterday. Mayor Frank Scott Jr. says the damage is widespread.
We've all experienced a devastating tornado, which has created a state of emergency for the city of Little Rock, Central Arkansas, and the entire state.
At least three people are reported dead in Arkansas, one in North Little Rock and two in the community of Wynn. Dozens of injuries are also reported. Former President Trump has reportedly been charged with roughly two dozen counts related to business fraud, including felonies. However, the indictment is not expected to be unsealed before Tuesday's court appearance in New York. A lawyer for Trump says he will not be handcuffed when he turns himself in at the courthouse. Governor Hochul is offering to send in the National Guard.
The NYPD expects crowds to grow larger.
Whether you're pro-Trump, anti-Trump, you will be given that freedom to protest peacefully.
Former NYPD Chief of Department Terry Monahan says the department has asked officers of every rank to be in uniform and ready to respond. I'm Dave Collins.
One of the six victims killed in Monday's mass shooting at a school in Nashville was laid to rest yesterday afternoon. 9-year-old Evelyn Dykhouse was described as a beacon of light and hope. Services for the other victims will be held throughout the weekend and next week. Pope Francis is back home from a hospital stay battling bronchitis. He was released from the hospital this morning and is set to deliver the Angelus Prayer tomorrow on Palm Sunday from St. Peter's Square. The NCAA men's and women's basketball tournaments coming down to the wire. It's the Final Four today on the men's side. San Diego State and Florida Atlantic meet at 6.09 p.m. Eastern, followed by UConn and Miami at 8.49 Eastern. Sunday's women's national championship game between LSU and Iowa set for 3.30 Eastern. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Four people are facing federal charges for allegedly spray-painting threats on three Florida reproductive health centers that offer abortion alternatives. A federal indictment unsealed this week accuses them of participating in a conspiracy to attack the facilities with threats of force and other intimidating messages on the properties. Norfolk Southern has been sued by the Justice Department over February's toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The lawsuit alleges the railway company violated the Clean Water Act for pollutants that were allegedly discharged when the train carrying hazardous material derailed in a fiery crash. American consumers have simply had enough.
Customer service problems in the U.S. have hit unprecedented levels, and Americans have become increasingly aggressive in their efforts to address those issues. While customer rage was gauged by the survey at a steady 63%, the percentage of people seeking revenge over their poor experience has tripled to 9% from 3% in 2020. I'm Corey Myers.
Jetson Electric Bikes are recalling its 42-volt Rogue self-balancing scooters and hoverboards due to fire hazard. The lithium-ion battery packs in the units can overheat and catch fire. There have been two deaths reported. About 53,000 have been purchased. The manufacturer advises to stop using them immediately and return them for a full refund. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.